Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Today we have a show fun packed with a lot of good stuff, but we can't have fun unless we bring in Frank. What's up, Frank?
What's up, baby doll?
Yeah, and sitting in for Heidi, who's still down under, is our favorite from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, Milan Christopher.
Hey.
You're so awesome. Okay, now Gary wanted his own special hello, Milan.
What's up, Gary? How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Milan?
See how I look out for you?
Thank you, boo.
You better have my back when Safari come.
Okay.
All right, so Brad Pitt made a pact with Tiffany Haddish. It's got me feeling all kinds of excited for her. We'll tell you what they agreed to coming up a little bit later. But first, Headcrack, go ahead and fill us in on some of that Bachelor Night drama.
Okay, so a lot of y'all know last night was the Bachelor finale, which actually turned out to be a semi-finale because there is a second helping of more drama awaiting you tonight
on
what was the messiest Bachelor episode ever.
Mm-hmm.
So as per every episode, last night, Ari made a decision. He broke it off with Lauren and then proposed to Becca in Peru. Then we find out a few weeks later after his big proposal to Becca, Ari changed his mind.
I don't think it's fair for us to continue and to know that my head's somewhere else.
So, are you going to be half in with her?
No.
So, what?
I want to take the risk and see if there's a possibility with her.
Oh, I can't imagine my life without you. Oh, my God.
I wanted those things for us, too, and I just can't give those to you if I'm in love with someone else. And I'm so sorry.
She needed some onions, because I didn't see no damn tears.
Well, she I tell you one thing she didn't need. She needed to act like she really cared. Like, the whole time I was just thinking, I would be cursing him out.
Thank you.
Like, I would be screaming at him. Yeah. I mean, I slapped him one time. Like, you're not going to sit up here. And then, because you're telling me you're not only leaving me, you're leaving me because you're in love with another woman?
And this actually solidifies Becca as the next Bachelorette, because they can't pick anybody else.
So, tonight, there's another two-hour episode, and we're going to find out whether or not he proposes.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to watch that one.
Portia, I'll marry you.
Me?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, I didn't know that's how you got that opportunity.
Hey,
Milan. All right, y'all. Beyonce and Jay-Z are playing with my feelings, and I cannot take it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yesterday, Beyonce's Facebook announced the On the Run 2 tour with Jay-Z kicking it off July 30th in Philadelphia. But then the announcement was snatched off Facebook and snatched off Ticketmaster, so now we don't know what's really happening.
She having second thoughts.
No, about what?
Because, honey, Beyonce's about to leave Jay-Z, honey.
You keep saying that.
About to leave him when she's on the final run, honey.
You said that before Lemonade, after Lemonade, before 444, now. You saying
she's
it again.
She's about to
you
leave
said mid-pregnancy.
All right.
Gary's logic.
It's her husband, Gary.
Okay.
So, I mean, is this happening or is it not?
I think it probably is, because the thing is, we got her On the Run tour part one, and it was before Jay-Z dropped 444. So now you get that Lemonade and 444 action together. Ooh. It's going to be a hell of a tour, and people going to super be here for it.
All right, you guys, it's time for...
Tattoo or Tattoo.
All right, baby. Usher, y'all has done it again, honey. Now, Usher posted on Instagram a video of him getting his latest ink. Now, it's a chin and neck tattoo of a lotus design with an open eye.
I don't know if I like it. I don't know if it added to his look.
I think he's trying to grow that beard in a little bit, and he's patchy down here, so he does a tattoo to make it fill in. I think it's pretty genius.
Yeah.
Well, I heard a rumor that they said his wife told him to put an eye under his chin so she could always look down on him.
Oh, my God.
See what's going on?
They said she wanted to keep her eye on the prize.
I know that's right, Gary.
Matthew McConaughey and his wife, Camila Alves, have been together for 10 years and married for 6. And over the weekend, Matthew was presented with the 2018 Inspiration Honoree Award at the 3rd Annual City Gala and sweetly paid tribute to Camila after receiving the award. Matthew said he was most thankful for my life, 3 healthy children, and my wife, Camila, who doesn't want to change me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the perfect woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And that's the kind of woman that could tame him. Because he was a ladies' man, honey.
Yeah.
But you got to have somebody who's not going to try to change you.
Well, I know Milan wants to marry you, Portia. So if Milan marries you, Portia, how are you going to change him?
Well, for one, he's going to have to stay over here on my side, okay? Just playing my sandbox.
Okay.
And for two, I really wouldn't change much. Milan is, like, super cool.
I have a question, Portia. Would you allow us to, like, be sexually explorative? So if we wanted to call Gary with the tea over and have a big powwow. Well,
I just told you, you're only playing in my sandbox.
Okay.
Just told him. They're not, we ain't gonna work out. Child, I see what's going on right now.
Oh, come
trying on, to use boy. Me to get to you.
Ain't that something? You ain't gotta do that. You can just come straight to me.
All right. Milan and I got to take a break real quick. We'll come back later in the show. And don't worry, Gary. I will ask about the paper magazine layout.
Up next, Barbara Streisand made headlines last week when she revealed that 2 of her 3 dogs are actually clones of her dead dog, Samantha. Literally.
What?
Yes.
Like, for real, for real?
Check this out. I'm about to tell you. Now, Samantha passed away last year at 14 years old. But before she died, Barbara had cells from Samantha's mouth and stomach extracted and had her cloned into 2 dogs at $50,000 a pop. Miss Scarlet and Miss Violet, and while she was waiting on the arrival of those 2 dogs, she ended up buying another dog, which is also a distant cousin of Samantha's.
That's rich folks' problem.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
Because for $50,000, I could put in the work, time, and effort to find a dog that looks eerily similar
exactly.
to the dogs you used to have.
Well, Barbara received a lot of backlash from people mad that she would clone a dog instead of adopting one because, of course, there's so many dogs that need homes.
Mm-hmm.
But she is clearly unbothered, honey, posting this pic of Miss Scarlet and Violet visiting Samantha's grave to pay their respects.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yes,
that's
honey.
All right, baby. When you're rich, that's what you could do.
Well, if Barbara Streisand has any goldfish, I'm cloning those. $5,000 a pop. Holler at the kid. I'll make it happen.
That she ain't gonna fall for it again.
She fell for it twice, apparently.
Right.
So, now that LA's gone for a minute and Brat's out,
yes.
Can we get y'all?
What?
Free stuff.
Free?
Oh, big time. Free with 2
I'm
E's.
So glad I came to work today.
Yes.
So last week we covered all the crazy and lavish Randolph things they give out in Oscar gift bags.
Mm-hmm.
And the good people at GBK Productions heard our envy, and guess what they did for us?
What?
They sent us a bag to share.
Oh my gosh.
But like any good contest, you gotta be present to win. Sorry, Brat.
She don't get it, she ain't him.
We got this GE Smart Light.
I want that.
Already included.
I want that. That's some Louboutin. Look like a Louboutin shoebox.
It's not.
Oh, it's not.
It's Alexa.
Oh, give me Alexa, babe. Can
I
have Alexa?
You don't like girls.
Well, but you know what, honey? I'm changing right now.
He changing right now.
You don't even know what Alexa does.
She talks.
How about this right here?
Okay.
Ooh. Pilot lessons from Icon Sports Fly. You know, like you can learn how to like fly a plane.
Oh,
you can fly.
Wow.
It's also a car. It's like a car plane.
Live hybrid. Or the one that you sit in the store?
No, like live. Like they'll take you out and fly you around.
Uh-uh. Oh my gosh.
You get out of here.
Now, Portia, you're a world-renowned traveler. You've been a little bit of everywhere. But have you ever been to Portugal?
No.
Well, they also threw in a 3-night stay at the Real Marina Hotel and Spa in Portugal, courtesy of Swanky Retreats.
Oh my God. Give it to me.
I already gave you something.
No.
Shout out to the people at GBK Productions. You guys were so courteous and nice to give us these things. And now I got boxes that I can move.
Wait, how come you get a whole bag of stuff and we get pieces of paper?
Oh, don't worry
give
about
me
that.
Alexa.
No, wait. No,
Alexa's right over there.
No, he's Kevin. Alexa's in your heart.
I gotta pay the meter. I'll be back, guys.
He risking it all for this gift.
Coming up, Milan Christopher and Frank get some a long time. Stay tuned, and we find that bastard head crack with them damn gifts.
Come on, Carrie.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Milan, it's just me and you, Betty.
Let's go.
Well, apparently Tiffany Haddish and Brad Pitt have made a pact together, a dating agreement. Yes, while playing Mary Date Ditch with Kelly Ripa, Tiffany told the story of her recent encounter with Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, oh, I just met him in an elevator. He said in 1 year, if he's single and I'm single, we gonna do it. So you know what that means.
It is Mary Date Ditch.
Yeah.
And they gave her three possibilities. It was Brad Pitt, okay, Javier Bardem, and George Clooney. So if Kelly asked you the same question, Mary Date Ditch.
I would definitely marry George Clooney. He has, like, that daddy vibe. Like, he's so hot. Like,
and tequila money.
Yeah, definitely. I like Ocean's 12, 14. What are they, like, Ocean's what?
27.
I would date Brad Pitt, even though he has seven kids, because that other guy, Javier, he's a little scary to me.
Me too. That's what we have in common. I'd marry George Clooney and date Brad Pitt and ditch Javier Bardem.
We're twins.
Look at that. We're practically twins.
We're twins in here.
Tattoos, our interest in men.
Tea. That's some tea.
All right, Milan, let's talk a little bit about you. Actor, rapper, model, entrepreneur, businessman. What else you got going on, man?
Right now I have, like, I'm on three television shows. I'm on a show called About Him, which is about a South African guy who is saving all of the people from around Africa who are getting persecuted for being gay. I'm on another show called In the Cut, which is on Bounce TV. Bentley Evans, who created Martin, is the creator. It's really funny. It's a hilarious show. And then I have my own reality TV show called On the Road with Milan, where it's me looking for George Clooney. So.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this photo shoot. Last summer, Milan turned heads. I'm getting all sweaty up in here again. And he followed the footsteps of Kim Kardashian, of course, and posted for a nude photo shoot for Paper Magazine. And I have the pictures here right now. And that's a lot of pixels, man. A lot of pixels. Is that your motorcycle? I act like I'm looking at the motorcycle. I can barely see it behind everything else you got going on. Is this the first time you did an all-nude thing?
Yeah, this is
for the public?
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever did anything like that.
You look comfortable.
Well, I just felt like, you know, you have Kim Kardashian, you have Amber Rose, you have just different people who have posed nude, and it's celebrated. And it's never celebrated when a guy does it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like always like taboo. So when the opportunity presented itself, it wasn't even that they wanted me to do nude. I was like, why don't we do a nude shoot just like you guys did for Kim Kardashian? I want to break the internet like she did.
Some of these poses that you're in, were those the photographer directing you? Or are you like, you know what? Can I put my leg up like this on the plane?
Oh. You know what was hard? Because
I know what wasn't. As far as the photo shoot and length of the photo shoot itself, was it a very long day? I can't even do this interview. Why would you do this to me? Give this to Gary. I'll do tattoo. Why would you put me in a situation like this?
Lord.
I'm so embarrassed. But I'm very proud of you, man. Seriously. My God. Look at you. I have a motorcycle, too.
I would love to see you on a motorcycle, Frank.
I have some of my pictures right here.
Wow.
Yes, I found some. So do you think I have what it takes to maybe be in a paper magazine?
You guys are not in here, but Frank is really hot, you guys.
Oh.
He's like that biker, sexy guy that you just like, who's that?
Oh. All right.
Yeah, I'm making him uncomfortable right now.
I know. Well, it's been a pleasure to hang out with you, man. Thank you so much for coming in.
Had a blast.
We'll have to do another photo shoot on the motorcycle outside.
We're going to do it together.
We have Facebook Live.
The next, yes.
All right.
Definitely.
Be sure and be following Dish Nation on Facebook for that. But right now, we do have to say goodbye. Speaking of rappers, after the break, find out which rapper unknowingly gave Chance the Rapper some words of wisdom.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, Portia, this is going to make you happy.
What?
Common. He was on the red carpet this weekend for the Oscars. And in an interview with USA Today, he was asked if he had any crazy fan stories. And this one's actually pretty cool.
Well, one fan story that it's not a fan story, really. My grandmother asked me to leave a message for one of her friend's sons because he rapped. I left the message. I called his phone. He didn't answer. She wanted me to talk to him. I left a message, an inspiring message. 10 years later, I found out it was Chance the Rapper. He told me, yo, I left a message for him. So.
Do you remember the message? Must have been an inspiring message.
What I don't remember. Say? I just said, I don't know what I said. I just told him, man, just pursue his goal and go for it. Just believe in what you're doing and go for it.
Okay, that is epic.
That was.
Yes.
Touching.
It was, because Chance the Rapper is like one of the number one rappers exactly. right now. For
You're
real.
In the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has anybody ever left an inspiring voicemail for you guys?
Voicemail, maybe not specifically a voicemail.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I run into, like, you know, like, superstars or whatever, they always say good things. Like, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
They're always super encouraging. Like, they definitely like to pay it forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, when I worked for Steve Harvey, he didn't leave a message like you said, but
uh-huh.
he gave some good advice.
What'd he say?
He'd always say, you know, dress for the job you want, not the one you have.
Uh-huh.
And he told some of my other coworkers to go home. He said, because they looked like they...
Just go home.
Yeah, they looked like they needed help. So he was always a good... Well, I know...
That was their advice. Just go home. That this ain't for you. This exactly. may not be your lane.
Exactly.
So in your opinion, what are you dressing for right now?
What am I dressing for now?
Yeah.
The weather.
Y'all know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's deal time!
Ooh,
yes,
deal.
And this deal is on sale and on fire, baby.
Ooh,
I love this
yeah.
one. Check out this Milan Imports 2-in-1 handbag. These durable handbags have a fully lined monogram imprint, interior, liner, and come with gold tone hardware and accents.
Wow, I love all the different pockets, honey, for my phone, honey, my car keys, honey, and oh, everything else.
Oh, yes, Gary. And check out all the options you can get it in. Black, brown, or beige. And plus, it's made with vegan leather.
Wait a minute. Vegan or baby vegan?
As in not an animal.
Good.
The Milan Imports 2-in-1 handbag has been priced as high as $200. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$39. What? $39
yes.
for two purses?
Insane.
Ooh, man, you can buy Lord. One and give it to two people.
You sure can. One for me and one for baby Bailey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at that.
Just head over to morningsave.com and step up your purse game today.
Keep it locked. More Dish Nation coming up next.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
You waited for us, just like you promised. Now, if you missed the cryptocurrency party, man, I feel sorry for you because people are getting paid out there. Bitcoin's leading the way, and a whole bunch of other coins are shot through the roof. You got, like, Ethereum, you got Litecoin, you got Ripple, a whole bunch of others.
All but those now, coins I don't have.
Yeah.
Gee, and you all about your coin.
I gotta get
got
into
some.
It, yeah.
Old Dirty Bastard, rest in peace to the great one. His son, Young Dirty Bastard, just announced that he's getting into the game. Through his father's estate, he's launching his own cryptocurrency called Dirty Coin, and he's using it to fund music ventures and other projects he's working on.
That's kind of a catchy name.
So, hey, Craig, what would your coin be called?
Well, you know what? We live in Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tons of strip clubs here,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you want to, like, you know, pay strippers and not have, like, a money trail.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I would like to introduce Loin Coin.
Loin Coin.
Loin Coin. You know what I'm saying? For people out there, you know, trying to get popping, but don't want to leave no money trail.
So the strippers don't already have it hard enough. Now you want to pay them in imaginary money?
They give you an imaginary pleasure.
Then how you gonna make it rain? But like, go on a computer over there, I'm making it rain on you.
Oh, just trust me, I'm making it rain on you. A little harder, more grinding.
Uh-huh.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.